Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. That's Hooters. The Hooters bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Please check out my websites when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer. That's ageofthecustomer.com. Sam Norwood is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. He's a financial advisor extraordinaire to corporate CEOs for many, many years. Sam, and we're so fortunate to have his experience and wisdom available to us on a regular basis. Sam, thanks again for being here, for being part of our world. In the previous segment, we talked about the upside down condition between the national debt of the United States and the gross domestic product, the GDP. We now owe more than we produce. So folks, imagine that your sales in a year is $1 million, and you owe $1 million in current liabilities. Not $1 million mortgage on a piece of property. Good for you if it's a piece of property, that's a different thing. But I'm talking about your current debt, your current liabilities are exactly what your sales are. Your bank's not going to loan you any more money, are they, Sam?
Nope. They'll cut you off. But in our national debt, the only way it gets cut off is by the people, you know, kind of rising up and saying, right, this is enough's enough. But we all are sort of receiving in one way or another, receiving benefits, and those benefits, we don't want to end those benefits.
But you know what, my dad,
we don't have the will.
When I used to get into trouble, when I used to pop off to my dad or do something I wasn't supposed to do, if he couldn't get to me, if he was where he couldn't reach me, you know, and I'd act like I was getting away with something, he would say, "Son, you're living on borrowed time."
Well, we are.
And you know what? When I was 5 years old, I knew what that meant. So my point is, America is living on borrowed time right now, aren't we?
I think we are, and I don't mean to be the sky is falling kind of a person. I'm saying this is unsustainable, and we as business people, we're going to need to do some things to prepare for when this actually, when the chickens come home to roost.
Well, one thing we know, Mr. Newton's law of gravity is alive and well in the marketplace.
Yeah, it is.
If it goes up, it will come down. So here's the question. Here's another thing that's going on. The Fed has two charters, to boost employment and to control inflation. And so they've done a good job of controlling inflation, or at least they benefited from whatever's happened, whether they did it or not. But they haven't done a good job of the employment thing. But their quantitative easing has resulted in about $4 trillion of money being made from thin air. Sam, how could that not be inflationary?
Well, the only way that it has not been as inflationary as you one would expect it based on the past is because a lot of that money has not gone into the money that's been created, has been quarantined in the banks, in the large banks.
Right.
And so it's not gotten out into circulation. If that money had gotten into
circulation. Which is another reason why the stock market is doing what it's doing.
It's kind of an asset bubble.
Yeah.
And the banks can't find enough good people to lend to or good opportunities to lend. And so the banks are actually buying this and storing this money that the Fed has created
from thin air
and investing it in other bonds and in the market.
So if inflation happens, let me say this: the two things that are likely to happen, Sam, from all this, that I think we can kind of see the signs of it right now, are rising inflation and rising interest rates. Right.
That's right. And here's what happens: ultimately, if you look back at history, every time there's been an excess printing of money, which is quantitative easing, what that's about, to make the impression that things are better than they actually are, and it's had the effect of keeping interest rates down largely. And but the ultimate effect of that is that people lose faith in the value of each dollar. If the supply exceeds the demand by a substantial margin, then the value of whatever it is, commodity, and this case money, goes down. And when the value of your currency goes down, that is inflation. That is, it takes more dollars to buy the same good than it used to. And that time has got to be coming.
And that's one of the reasons why you recommend, and I do too, that small business owners take certain steps right now to get ahead of this. Give us one of the tips that you think we should take care of.
Sure. Well, one thing is to negotiate better and longer term interest rates and terms on any loans that you have. I would advise
lock them in as long as you can.
Lock them in as long as you can. The banks during this time of a relatively weak, it's improving some, but relatively mild recovery, and certainly during the recession, we had a good generous cash flow come to corporate America, and small and large businesses alike. It was a cash generating thing. It's counterintuitive, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. when your business slows down, you generate cash.
So if you've got short term mortgages on real estate, if you've got the adjustable rate mortgages, you got a 5-year balloon on your mortgage. You need to get rid of all of those if you're not going to pay them off. Get rid of all those. Set those up on 20, 30-year amortization and lock in the lowest rate you can, folks, because that is a hedge against potential coming inflation. Tin Tail, right back with Sam Norwood. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.